good to see each and every one of you this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, good morning. We just love you and thank you, Father God. We just want to invite your presence into this service this morning, Father God. We don't ever want to be too busy, Father God, to hear and receive from you, Father God. And we just ask now if there's anything in our hearts or our minds, Father God, that would keep us from receiving something from you today, Father God. Remove it right now, Father God. And Father God, we just want to bask in your presence this morning. We don't want to be too busy to hear from you. Father God, we love you. And again, we thank you and we praise you. And Satan, we bind you right now from this service. You have no place in this house. We command you to get out of here in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Father, again, we just thank you and praise you. Everyone said amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many love the Lord?
Yes.
Woo, can you tell it? I love you, Lord. Yes. Let me hear it again.
I love you, Lord.
God. Thank you, Lord.
You know, I love it. I heard you over everybody else.
Amen. You know, he has made me glad. How about y'all? Even in the midst of the storms, we can find peace, can't we? Thank you, Lord. We got something to worship. Something to be glad about this morning. Something to worship for.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing Mansion Over the Hilltop.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise in the house of the Lord. He is worthy, he is worthy, he is worthy of all glory, honor, and
yes.
praise.
Yes.
Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul.
In my soul.
For I knew my Lord had control.
Yes, he does.
For I've been walking in the light.
Cause I've been on my
knees in the night.
Woo!
That's pretty good. And now I'm feeling mighty fine. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. He woke me up this morning with a song in my heart. I'm glad to be alive.
Amen.
And you know, there are a lot of people that's hurt this morning. We just pray for Arlene Maloney and so many others.
Bill Carr.
Oh, Bill Carr. I called and talked to him. Been doing some visitation this week. You know, when you're hurting and you have to stay at home all the time, you get tired of staying at home all the time. You just get tired of being tired, don't you?
That's right.
And I thank God that God's going to bring all of our family back together. Everything's going to be all right. God's in control.
That's right.
And through all of this, it just tries and proves us to where we know who we are and how strong our walk is with Jesus.
Amen.
You know, we can all say, hey, I got this. But if you have to go through it, it's a little different story, isn't it?
That's right.
And I thank you for his wonderful help, for his wonderful strength. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Let's turn in our hymn books to page 144. We shall see the King. Oh, turn that keyboard on up, sister.
Church. church this morning, are you really looking for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Yes.
You know, the way we're living our life will really give an answer to that. And I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm thankful that we have a church family here. I thank God that we have not forsaken the assembling of ourselves together. And I believe He can come right in the middle of this church service.
Amen.
Now, I know people say I've been hearing that for years and years. Been hearing it for 2,000 years. You know, the disciples, as soon as Jesus went up into heaven, they went to wait on the power of God, the Holy Ghost of God. And on the day of Pentecost, from that time forth, they were looking for His return.
Right.
And I'm looking for His return. And I'm looking for a hole in the sky, not a hole in the ground. Somebody amen. Say amen.
Amen.
And I want to be busy about the Father's business.
Amen.
I want to be loving Jesus. You know what? When I married Nikki, I promised to love her, watch over her, take care of her. And I want to tell you, when I married Jesus, Jesus made the same promise. He said, I'm going to love you. I'm going to take care of you. I'll never leave nor forsake you. I'll be with you in the hard times. I'll be with you in the good times. I am the Lord your God. I am your husband. I am everything that you need. And I can look forward to that promise each and every day, that when I am down here on this earth, I'll be looking up because my redemption draws nigh. Can you give Him praise in the house of the Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah! Somebody shout hallelujah.
Let's take a break from music for just a second. And I want to honor someone this morning, very special, that went to be with the Lord on Thursday. Some of you knew him, some of you may have not, but evangelist well known that sang with the Gaither Vocal Band, and Brother Danny Millwood and his wife Jean Millwood. Brother Danny went Thursday night, right, to be with Jesus. And Thanksgiving. But you know, Brother Danny had been here at this church, and I had the honor and privilege of singing with him some on this very stage. And he was a wonderful man. But you know, now that Brother Danny is in heaven, he's not in pain anymore. He was having problems with his kidneys failed. And but now that he's up there with Jesus, he's not in no more pain. He's not suffered from the previous heart attacks that he has had. And he's just made whole again. And, you know, I think about, you know, the most nice mansions on this earth. You know, the White House, 16. You know, on the news they were saying, oh, Donald Trump's going to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Well, Brother Danny just went to 1600 Glory Land Way.
Amen.
Amen. The toilets in heaven are not even going to compare to what anything on this earth is going to be like. So we're going to sing a little song this morning in remembrance of Brother Danny. You got something you'd like to say?
I would, Brother Chris. I would like for everyone in this church to know that Brother Danny Millwood was instrumental in our new movement in this church. God sent him here to expose a lot of things, and he did. Brother Danny was not afraid to call evil, evil. He was not politically correct, and I don't know if we'd have got as good a start as we do have without Brother Danny Millwood. So let's always remember, he was instrumental in us being here in this church.
There's a little scripture. I mean, some people may say, well, I'm afraid of dying. But you know, if you know Jesus like you should, and He's your Savior, you don't have to be afraid of dying from this fleshly body.
Amen.
You'll have eternal life forever and ever with Jesus. And there's just this little scripture in Colossians 3, 1 and 2. It says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, Set your sights on the realities of heaven. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of this earth. And that's just a little devotion here about on death.
Amen.
So, anyhow, let's sing this song this morning. And be in prayer for Sister Jean Millwood. And if she's listening to this broadcast, Sister Jean, we love you. We're here for you.
Yes.
And we'll keep you lifted up in prayer, honey.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.
A lot of people's going home, aren't they?
Yes.
But you know what? We're still here. So there's a reason.
We have a work to do.
Thank you, Lord. Brother Danny, thank you for giving to the Lord.
There will be gold.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, you can go ahead and clap now. Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Come on.
Thank you, Lord. That was good. You know what?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, would the ushers come? Brother Larry and Brother Dean. Got a surprise for y'all this morning.
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to give. I've never regretted giving anything back because it's only been a small, small, small portion of what you've done in my life, spiritually, financially, physically. I owe you my life, my soul, my service, my love. And I thank you, Lord, that you are supplying our financial needs in this church. So I'm going to ask you, Lord, to bless those that give. I'm going to ask you to bless those that may think they have nothing to give, but them being here is something they're giving.
Yes.
So Lord, bless this offering. Bless our church. Give us wisdom how to spiritually and financially operate in love from Glad Tidings of Jacksonville. In Jesus' name. And everybody says,
thank you for your gift. Thank you, Lord.
All could have met Buck back in the Grandin days when we started a little church down there near Palatka. He was on one little keyboard on one side of the platform, and his wife Clarice was on the other side with her keyboard, and I was behind them on the piano, and we just had a rip-roaring time. So Buck still got it, and we're still having a rip-roaring time. The Lord is good, isn't he?
All right. Let's go into some worship. would just get personal with our Heavenly Father this morning. My life is in you, Lord.
We live and move and have our being because of the Lord, don't we? Amen. The air we breathe is from Him. Praise you, Lord.
It says, my life is in you, my strength is in you, and my hope is in you.
Yeah.
All of it. Amen.
And if you build your hope and your strength in anything but the Lord, you're going to fall sooner or later.
That's right.
You're going to fall.
Give thanks because He's given Jesus. Thank you.
I am the Lord thy God that healeth all your disease, saith the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I'll speak for you, Chris.
Amen.
Chris, you're dealing with a health issue that you do not even realize how serious it is. But God has said this morning, He is taking care of that. He's already taken care of it. And you will know when it comes to pass, they will say that you had something, but it is cleared up now. This morning. This morning. This morning.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I believe that someone needs to stand up and testify. You've got something in you that you need to tell this church. You've got something in you that needs to come out, because somebody needs what God is going to say through you right now. If you will obey God, God is going to bless others. Would you stand and testify right now? If God's speaking to your heart, would you stand and testify right now?
It's on my heart that the Lord saves his people. When you think back how we were saved, how long it took, perhaps, how the Lord dealt with us day after day after day and drew us closer to himself. Well, the Lord put on my heart to pray for my niece when she was born. And I prayed every day. And the other day, just before Thanksgiving, we got a text message on our telephone that she had given her heart to Jesus and she had made him Lord and Savior of her life. And she was just overflowing with the joy of forgiveness. And she said, I've cried so much and I've loved so much and I'm full of more compassion. And she was just going on and on. And I just thought, God, how awesome you are that you answer our prayers. Sometimes it takes 36 years, sometimes 50 years, sometimes longer. Sometimes we don't even see the fruit of our prayers, but God is on the throne and God will answer our prayers. And Buck and I have had such joy over this last testimony of my niece coming to know the Lord. And now I know she's going to bring her dad in, my brother. Let's keep praying for our families, our loved ones. Don't give up on them. God doesn't give up on them. And he's going to bring them in. I just know he is. So thank you, Lord, for another part of the family coming in. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He is faithful. Amen.
Anyone else want to stand and testify? Brings the word.
What a good God.
We fall down, we lay.
God wants us to respond, doesn't he? Wants us to respond. If you've ever had a lover, and you married that person, you like for them to respond to your love, don't you? What a wonderful word. Y'all have your Bible this morning? Can you hold it up?
No.
Just hold it up. Put it right in the devil's face. This is the word of God. I can do what it says I can do. And I will not do what it says I should not do. I will stand upon this. I will fight the devil with this. I will build upon this. For I know that the word of God is the heart of God. And I will obey. I will listen to the word this morning. And I will put it to practice. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Audrey. Audrey's blind. but she comes to church anyway. Audrey don't even know what her preacher looks like. But God has given something to Audrey that a lot of us don't have. She sees and listens through her heart. And they say if you lose one of your senses, that you will, one of the other senses, or maybe all of them, will become more keen and you'll be stronger. And I thank the Lord to hear Audrey telling God, I'm going to do what the Word of God says. I want to obey God. I think deep down all of us want to obey God. But somehow we take our eyes off the prize. Sometimes we forget why we're here. God wants you to enjoy the things that He's created for us. God wants us to enjoy the finer things in life. Some people, you know, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't do this, but some people are shopping today on Black Friday weekend because they want to get something at a bargain. Let me tell you the biggest bargain that you can have this morning, and that is to trade all your sins and lay all of your sins at the feet of Jesus and let Him give you freedom, power, peace. I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, that a couple years ago, I thought that at 70 years old, that I was in the last stages of my life, and that I wasn't able to do much of any more than what I was doing. But you know what? I traded that fear and that doubt and that worry and uncertainty. I gave it to God, and He started filling me with confidence that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You see, my help comes from the Lord. We live in a generation where people are expecting other people to do everything for them. It's called entitlement. You need to do this for me just because I'm me. But see, I'm from another generation. A generation that says that you earn your living by the sweat of your brow. That you work for what you get. And it's not a free handout. And I'd rather be who I am than to expect other people to take care of me and do things for me that I can do for myself. Today's message is talking about crumbs. We all know about crumbs, don't we? Especially if something's good and we look down, we've eaten all of it, and there's just some crumbs left, and we start picking out the crumbs and eating them. Today I'm going to talk to you about a woman that the Jewish people didn't have anything to do with her. But yet this woman, when she heard about Jesus, something stuck in her heart and it changed her life forever. She believed. You know, there's so many people that say, there's a God. No, God sent His Son, Jesus, and I know all that. But when you really believe, from that day that you believe, things really change in your life. You see impossible things happen. You see that the odds that are against you become greater because God is in control. And you know that God is in control. And this woman, let's go ahead and read the scriptures. If you have your Bibles, we'll go to the book of Mark. And we'll go to the 7th chapter. And we'll start reading at the 24th verse. I'll give you time to get there because it's so important that you don't take my word for it. Too many people rely on the pastor. And then when everything blows up behind the pulpit, they get so angry and mad and that they were deceived. Well, you know why you're deceived? Because you take the preacher's word for it. You need to read the word for yourself. And then whatever comes out of the preacher's mouth, if it lines up with this word, then you can believe what he says. If it doesn't line up with the word, and his lifestyle does not line up with the word, then you should never even come to that church. You need to find you a church where the preacher is walking upright and he preaches the word. Not what he thinks, but what the Bible says. And so now, you've had plenty of time to get there. Mark 24. For those of you that don't have a Bible, you can read it up on the screen. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. You know what? I want to stop right there. You know what? You can't hide Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is going to shine forth in your life no matter what. We need to understand that, and we need to let God have his way in our life. Just like God said to me that you had something to say to us. I felt like he was about to bust over there, Sister Donnie, and there was something in you that needed to come out. You know what? We are missing out on good worship whenever we let everything stay on the inside. You know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And you need to let your light shine. If you feel like jumping up and saying glory to God, nobody's going to think that you're out of your mind. We are in a Pentecostal church. We are in a church that the God, the Holy Ghost, he has the freedom to move in a manner that we can all be blessed and everything should be done in order. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now listen to this. The next verse says, for a certain woman, a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Now the Bible says a certain woman. The Bible didn't say just a woman, but it was a certain woman. And you know what that certain was? This woman believed that Jesus could do and supply that need to help her with her daughter. There's too many people that are trying to take care of their family by themselves, and they're not depending on God to do it. God is the one that straightens families out. God is the one that straightens government out. God is the one that straightens the church out. And this woman was a certain woman that had faith, that was unshakable, that was unmovable. God's church today needs to be a church of faith, a church of prayer, a church of love, a church that reaches out to other people. And then we can be called a certain church. A certain church. Because we're not average. You know, this woman was not average. First of all, the Jews and the Gentiles did not have anything in common together. And the Jews, even though they were God's chosen people, they thought they were better than the Gentiles. And so, as the story goes, this certain woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. This woman, she came and fell at Jesus' feet. Too many times we run to God and just break in there and say, you've got to help me. But this woman knew how to reach God's heart. She believed and she humbled herself. She believed and she humbled herself. You want something from God? You want something that may be one of the best things that ever happened in your life? Then you need to come to God the way this woman did. She believed and she came. She fell at Jesus' feet. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. You know, a lot of us has got family that needs the devil cast out of. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of people that has families that have children that are possessed and bound by a demonic spirit. And you know what? You can do all that you know to do, and you can talk all you want to talk, but the only thing that's going to get this devil out of our families, out of our church, and out of our government is for us to humble ourselves and pray and believe that God will do what he says he will do. Somebody say amen. I need a little witness, a little help out there this morning. Amen. Well, he's preaching because he knows I have trouble with my family. I am not. I am preaching because God said that he needs to tell you that you need to have faith like this Gentile woman did and to approach Jesus in the right way. But Jesus, he said unto the woman in the 27th verse, he said, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. Now that, the first time when I was a young Christian, I read those verses, I said, Jesus, it sounds like to me you're prejudiced here. It sounds like to me, Jesus, that you're showing favoritism. But you see, God sent his son to come and to show himself and tell himself to the Jewish people because they are, like it or not, God's chosen people. And I think about how our government was headed in the wrong direction by trying to come against the Jews. I tell you what, we need to get behind the Jewish people. And by the way, our board voted to bring one person back to Israel a year. Now, we're not going through the middleman. We're going straight to the horse's mouth, and we're going to put our money where our mouth is at and make sure that that money is used to bring a Jewish person back to their homeland. Anything you do for the Jewish people is going to bring you favor with the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses. It's going to bring us favor. Those that come against the Jewish people are going to be cursed. And our nation cannot afford to abandon the Jews. We need to stay behind them and we need to support the Jewish people. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But Jesus was talking, instead of calling the people dogs, he was simply saying that he came to his own. And his own received him not. And therefore we are grafted in because Jesus came, shed his blood, gave his life, rose from the grave, and Jesus and the Father sent the Holy Ghost to live in us believers. And this woman, you know, she didn't say, okay, thank you, and turn around and walk away. But she stayed. Sometimes God's people are not staying at the altar long enough. Sometimes God's people give up too easy. We need to seek the face of God. And when we know that things are going bad and we can't see the answer of our prayers, we need to pray some more. We need to hang in there with God. We need to show him that we mean business. And we need to show the devil that we mean business. That we're not going to throw in the towel. We're not going to give up. But we're going to stay in prayer. Nikki prayed for 36 years for her knees. 36 years. Each and every day she prayed for that niece. And I want to tell you something. You talking about a motor home rocking. We were shouting, we were crying, snot was flying, we was having the time of our life because her prayer had finally been answered and this woman had the same attitude. She stayed in there and she said, I know all of that. I know how that the Jews feel about us Gentiles. But she said, even the dogs can get the crumbs under the table. So even though that the Jews are your chosen people, we can indirectly get your blessings too. We can indirectly receive your blessings also. And so she said, yes, Lord. She didn't argue and say, what do you mean? She just kept herself humble because she believed that if she stayed there, that God would have mercy upon her daughter. And she said, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. She didn't say, look, all of y'all think you're better than me and our people. She didn't bring up any kind of accusation. She didn't have a haughty spirit. She didn't have a prideful spirit. That's what's wrong with many of us, is we won't swallow our pride, get down upon our knees, and seek God, and stay there until the answer comes. Somebody say amen to me.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. And he said to her, For this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. Jesus answers prayers, folks.
Amen.
Maybe you just got up too quick from your prayers. Maybe you felt like there's no use. You know what? I'm preaching to myself this morning. I've got certain people that I love that I just simply have give up on them. What's the use? I prayed. I've done everything that I know to do, and I can't see any results. And I just feel like, you know what I preached on last Sunday? What you feel may not be what is real. I felt like, you know, what's the use? But through this message, God is showing me, don't you give up on the people you love. Don't you give up on a friend. Don't you give up on anybody. You keep seeking my face because I'm working my perfect work, and my timing is perfect for these people. God's timing is perfect. And I want you to know that the end results, you'll look back and you'll say, wow, what an awesome God. It couldn't have worked out any other way but God intervening. That's why when we got that text on the phone, it was a long text too. You know, some people say, I got saved, and they go right back out, and they have a heart to stay in the world. They got a head conversion, but they didn't get a heart conversion. Amen? And it's so important for us to make sure that our heart's right with God when we go to Him and ask Him for something. I get a witness? It's so important that our heart is right. And Jesus said, because your heart's right, because you believed in me, because you stayed there and you said, Lord, I'm willing to just take the crumbs. Do you know what? One little crumb from God is worth all the food in the whole wide world. One little crumb. What the woman with the issue of blood said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. You see, it's not the big things so much that God does. It's those little things that come from our heart. And if God would give me a crumb, I tell you what, I'm happy with that. And she said, I'll be happy with that too. Said that dogs get the crumbs. You know what? I'm not going to say I'm better than anybody. Hey, I can be a dog. I'll take you crumbs. But one thing about it, I want to see my daughter delivered from that devil that's got her possessed. Do you realize a little bit with God can mean a whole lot? Do you realize that God can take little, God can take nothing and make something of it? But yes, Lord, I'll just take the crumbs from your table. I'm willing to take whatever you give me, but just give me something. She said, Lord, my daughter has a devil, and I believe you can take care of that devil. Now what? You know, Jesus didn't text the Holy Ghost and say, Holy Ghost, go over there and deliver her of that devil. But Jesus, from his heart in the spirit, to get out of the devil. You don't have to be right there. You can pray, and God can help and deliver and heal someone thousands of miles away. God wants to help us. God wants us to realize that He's got more than crumbs for you and me.
Amen.
Because through the blood of Jesus, we have forgiveness of sins. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, we can overcome and walk above the sins of this. this world. And through the death and resurrection, we have eternal life, and we are joint heirs with Jesus on our way to heaven to pick up our prize.
Amen.
There's a table set with your name on it and my name on it. And it's going to be great.
Amen.
Whatever you're dealing with this morning, when you leave this church and you got to go back to that problem, I want you to know that you need to humble yourself and you need to come to the Lord and spend as much time as you need to spend and give Him your petition and say, Lord, I am your child. My family is under the umbrella by the life that I'm living.
Amen.
You need to be living a life that's above reproach and holy.
Amen.
You need, without holiness, no one will see God. And then your family comes under that. Your family comes under the umbrella.
Amen.
Miss Beth, in the name of Jesus, may your muscles come back strong in your back.
Amen.
This woman comes to church and her muscles in her back are completely weak to where she can't hold her body up. And yet she still comes. She's a certain woman. She's a certain woman that the Bible speaks about. She comes, she loves her God. And do you know what? This church has found favor with God because we're reaching out to people that can't get to church no other way. But we'll go out and provide a way for them. And we'll pray with them. And we'll pray and believe and trust God for healing, for deliverance, to be born again of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Oh, yes,
sir.
Hallelujah. Today, if you want to come up here and let me pray with you, I'd be happy to get Brother Chris and Brother Larry to come up here, and we'd love to pray for you if you want prayer for anything, for any reason. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray, and we're going to pray some more. Sister Donnie's come up and pray. If you want to come up and stand in for someone, I believe in that. I believe that you can come up and stand in for someone, and God will touch them. The woman that had the demon-possessed daughter, she was standing in for her daughter. Jesus delivered her daughter. God gives Sister Battle strength in her back. She's not asking to run a big race. She's not asking to run the marathon. She's just asking. Just asking God.
Amen.
To strengthen the muscles in her back before she can come to church. Oh God, strengthen her right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Strengthen her, Lord.
Dear sister.
Let the power of Jesus Christ come into her body, Lord. Oh, right now, Lord Jesus. We believe, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know you do, Father. I know you're good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, we lift up Arlene Maloney this morning. And I pray you touch her body. Lord, restore her as only you can. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Maloney family. Thank you, God. Your word. Your word will not return void. Help us, Lord, to have faith and wisdom like this Gentile woman in the Bible. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen, Sister Babbitt. Amen, Sister Babbitt. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Amen. Church, look at her. She's straightened her back up. Give God a hand clap of praise. She sat back. She sat back in her chair.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's our God. It's not man. Give him praise in this house. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Hey, we don't have to go right now. You can just pray to God whatever you want. Amen. She don't want to go back. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Anyone have something you'd like to say before we dismiss this morning? What a joy it's been to be in the house of the Lord with believers. Man, you get a church believing in the power of God and what God can do. Wow, we can. What can we do, Tom? Come here. Come here and tell me what we can do.
Believers in here, you know the Holy Ghost is here.
Definitely. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes.
This church is going to become an
inner
church.
Yes.
Healing of the soul, healing of the body.
Well, I agree. I'm going to come into agreement with you that people are going to heal here, that people are getting healed here at Glad Tidings, and they're going to start coming through that door, and we're going to see people healed, saved, and delivered. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I've been healed several times in this church of different things, so I'm a witness. Anyone else in this church been healed? Nikki? Nikki, come here and tell us about your healing.
I had a back problem that was so bad, I'd take a step and feel like I was going to fall. And you all prayed for me, and the Lord healed my back. From then on, I haven't had a single bit of trouble with my back. And another time, I had an issue of blood, and we were all afraid something terrible was happening in my body. But we prayed and asked Jesus for healing, and that disappeared. And later, when I saw the doctor, I waited, and I saw the doctor about 5 months later. He said, "You should have come immediately to see me." I said, "Well, Jesus healed it. It's gone. No problem." And another time, my toe was so in such pain, I could hardly walk on it. Prayer again in Jesus' name, and that was healed. I'm walking just fine. So, and there are cancers, and who knows what all. Jesus knows.
I give you a little laugh to go home on today. When we had sold our church across the street and all, we were moving things, and we had this great big You probably had one. This television was a humongous television, and it weighed several hundred pounds. I mean, it was just a big old dinosaur. So I asked Nikki to help me move it. And so we picked it up, and that big television, it slipped out of her end, and the TV fell and broke her toe. And she, you talk about having pain, and I've always felt bad about that, so I've made up my mind that no more moving heavy TVs. I'll stick with my flat screen from now on.
There you go.
Amen. Yes. Anybody else? Got anything you want to say? I'm so glad you came today. So glad that you came. Brother Chris.
They will know we are Christians.
Sister Nikki has a song for us.
Ah, this is going to be our church song. They will know we are Christians by our love. Would you stand as we sing this? And then be dismissed. Amen? All right. Here we go.
We're one in the body of Christ, and this song is just a reminder of that.
All right, let's put our hands together. Here we go.
We are one.
Christmas trees put up, we got lights and ornaments to put up, so please, if you can, come at noon next Saturday. Thank you.
Amen.